Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happening in the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Let's do this right now with Dave. Let's do it right now.
So I got an intro for him. Yeah. I got an intro for him real quick. Dave Fleming, brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today as he joins us on the River Islands. Guess on, I got the sound you're referring to, Joe, as Dave Fleming, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, voice of the San Francisco Giants, joins us right now.
So Dave, we're gonna get right into it. Dave, we play a favorite game every day. It's called This or That, right? And I love the game. And today we're finally gonna do some non-sports stuff, okay? We asked Robbie Ray as a station yesterday this question about pineapple, and then I'm gonna ask you the exact same one. It's yes or no. Here's the question.
First thing, favorite toppings to put on a pizza / is pineapple allowable?
Ooh. This is going to be very controversial, but I do believe that pineapple is allowed on pizza. But my favorite topping is by far pepperoni.
Now, will you mix the two? Will you conflate the pepperoni with the pineapple, or are those going to be two different pizza experiences?
Those are two different ones. I'm going to go ham and pineapple, and pepperoni is just by itself.
The hard-hitting analysis only right here on 95.7 The Game.
Dave, you're a man of the people. Pineapple on a pizza. Yes or no?
It's allowable, yes. It is. It's allowable.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love it. See? I love it. I love it.
You know what? And I'm
the
not
hard-hitting stuff.
I'm
we
not
do
the
here
gatekeeper. Dave, my last name is Spadoni. It's Italian, right? So people always seem to come to me. I'm Italian American, by the way. I'm not from Italy, people. So anyone with an Italian last name, they don't get to say the end all be all on pizza. I also agree with you, Dave. It is okay to go Hawaiian pizza.
And
I'm not mad at that.
I like pepperoni with pineapple. I'm actually not mad at that combination either.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Not at all. What's the difference between pepperoni and ham? They're made from the same thing.
One's crispier, Dave. One's a little crispier. All right. I don't know. Now we're mixing the waters here.
You know who's lying? Dave, I saw you on Monday casually coming in and out. And I'm thinking this is a huge week for the Giants. Huge week for the Giants. And the way it started, and then by the way it ended. There are seminal moments in a season, and we'll see where it ends up when it's all said and done. But Ramos is doubled down the line. And I know Chapman had a home run, and Jelly was great. There were a lot of other supporting people in that moment. But Ramos's hit, it felt Talkman-like, where like it was a moment in a season where I think we're going to look back, if they can go on a little run here, and say, that's the time everything changed. What did you feel when Ramos ripped that ball down the line?
Yeah, I did. I felt that is one of the biggest moments of this year, maybe the biggest so far, for a couple reasons. Number one, they just needed, you know, they needed a game to get out of the discussion, the rut. I mean, it's not like it's they're permanently out of it, but this whole thing was starting to weigh on them. Like, it was the same game every day for 2 weeks. And I, you know, everybody down there can deny that they're feeling the pressure of that, but it's just inevitable that you do. So they needed a hit to just get out of that, we can't score five runs thing. They also needed to prove that they can beat the Padres. They lost, what, seven games in a row going back to last year against the Padres. And we know the Padres are good, and it's one of their top competition in the division for one of those playoff spots in all those different ways. They had to prove to themselves and to the Padres that they can beat that team. And they proved it that night, and they did it again yesterday because the games in San Diego were kind of ugly, even though the Giants were playing great ball back then. San Diego kind of had their number. So for a couple reasons, I agree with you. That was a very big hit. That's the hit that's been missing. They found ways to win games. They found ways to sort of tread water through all their offensive struggles. You can't go a whole season like that. You can't. So they needed it bad, and he gave it to him. And he's, you know, Elliott's been their best hitter this year. He's been, I mean, whether you say he's been their best overall player, I guess you could debate that, but Elliott Ramos has been their best hitter.
Well, I want to actually ask another question about Ramos, because when I think about when a team turns the corner in terms of development and just franchise stability overall, we've had so many questions about just outfield development, player development, assessment of players or whatever. You know, Bryce is going to be Bryce, and we know that's the big ticket item. But in a weird way, Ramos is also dramatically important as to how I'm perceiving the development and the sustainability of all these other young players, whether fair or not. Like, I think he's as important as any other guy not named Bryce in the future of the Giants.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that. Here's my lesson from Ramos, because player development. Okay, one lesson is player development's really hard, and it's really hard to predict. And you can be a super smart baseball person and still, you know, was it a year ago? I guess a little more than that, where the Giants might have just released him. You know, and the Giants weren't filled with dumb people. They just weren't seeing what they needed to see out of him. The other lesson, because, you know, it's really hard to evaluate. The lesson is sometimes you have to be patient with the guys who have those. You got to be patient with everybody in this sport, but especially with the players who have the true rarer physical traits. And Elliott has those. Elliott is a extremely physically gifted player. And he's got strength, he's got explosion, he's got power, he's got speed, he's got bat speed, and maybe, you know, those guys deserve some longer leeway, and he has sure taken advantage of it. All the credit goes to him. I mean, Giants have done good work with him and helped him become the best version of himself. But that's a dude who never got down and out, who never got overly discouraged. He wasn't getting his, you know, ultimate opportunity. And now that he has, he's really taken advantage of it.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on 95.7 The Game, Giants Insider on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chasky. And you use the word right there, patience. And I think Giants fans have been very patient when it comes to Willie Adames. He's batting 198 this season, obviously the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. It's been a struggle to watch, Dave. Listen, there's not really, like, we can talk about it every single week, and we want him to do better. Everyone wants him to do better. Does it come to a point, though, like do you take him out for a game? Do you try to let him, like regroup himself? Like, is there anything Bob Melvin can maybe help Willie Adames with when it comes to the approach, whatever? It's just, it's a struggle right now.
It is. And maybe there is a time where you give him a day or even 2 days off to, you know, try to hit the reset button. I know Willie, we were on this last road trip and Adames was really struggling. And Bob told him, okay, the day game in Detroit, you're getting a day off. And then their third day was just a scheduled off day. So I think Bob's idea was, you know, take a couple days, just kind of get away from the stress of it all. And then Tuesday night, he hit two balls really hard up the middle and went to Bob and said, hey, we fixed something. And, you know, I got to be back in there. We found a little something and I got to get in there again. And, you know, if you're the manager and it's one of your team leaders and he's a veteran and he tells you that, I think you listen. And Bob listened and put him back in there. And obviously that has not carried on. Yeah, I think a day off or two is probably coming at some point. You know, whether maybe that comes on Sunday and then you give it day and Sunday together off, something like that, I don't know. But it hasn't, there's no way around it. Like, he hasn't been unlucky. It hasn't been like bad breaks. It hasn't been anything other than just he's not hitting the ball hard at all. And there's been no loud contact here of late, and the at bats have been way better. Like, there was an ugly one yesterday, but for the most part he's been staying in the strike zone. He's been taking a lot of walks, getting himself into tons of good counts, and he's just not taking advantage of those. It is a lot of 2-0, 3-1, 3-2 where it doesn't end up in a bullet or a shot to the wall or anything like that. So look, we're half year into 7 years of this. He's a much better player than this. He didn't forget how to play. He didn't forget that he's one of the better players at his position in the game. It's in there, but it is not pretty right now. So whatever you got to do to try to help him get out of this, I think all options are on the table with that.
Yeah, we're pulling for him. I was talking about, you know, he got that big walk the other day to start that rally,
yeah,
where we're almost got. I thought that was a huge at bat, just in general for him, for the team, for everyone. And you just got to cling to some of the positivity. You know, the game can be so humbling with all the failures. And that's why I want to get into the guy succeeding right now. I mean, there's so many good stories. Like, we were talking about Robbie Ray. Oh, man, he reminds me of Cliff Lee. Like, when he's on, he is filthy. But the guy that I got to get to, and I brought him up yesterday to Zach. We had Zach on, the GM of the Giants. Randy Rodriguez is, okay, I remember when K-Rod came up and he had the higher leg kick, but it's the devastating breaking ball with the electric fastball and the moxie, and just, there's just this aura about him. Randy Rodriguez, to me, it reminds me, he's a different player, but he reminds me so much of K-Rod. He is a weapon, and I think he's their all-star this year. He's amazing. Dave, I don't even have a question. He's been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think he definitely has an argument to be an all-star. You know, if you line up everybody in the league relief-wise, he's probably been the best reliever in the National League. So, I mean, I think Robbie Ray and Logan Webb both should be going to the all-star game personally. I tend to just prioritize the starting pitchers over the relievers. Not that the relievers aren't super important, but here's the thing about Randy, though, and you saw it yesterday. Like, the Giants have treated him very gently. And yesterday they asked him to come, you know, in on a back-to-back after pitching the other night, two nights ago. And he was a little shakier yesterday. And
he didn't have his great stuff, and he got through it, but Tatis hit that ball really hard against him, and you saw him in the dugout afterwards kind of manipulating his – he's got an arm that hasn't yet proven that he can be like what K-Rod was, where you just use him like you would a, you know, a sort of high-usage super reliever. That is going to limit and look, that is not a criticism. I use him the way that you get this kind of performance out of him, and he's amazing. Like, he's been great. But until he builds up whatever it is that it's, you know, he can be a little more of a high usage guy, it is going to just cap him a little bit in terms of, like, he's probably not going to be the closer on this team, because if you can't go back-to-back reliably and feel great in that back-to-back, you know, it's hard to be a ninth-inning guy. Again, that doesn't mean that can't change. They haven't asked him to do it much in his career, and he's a guy who was, you know, he's just now coming into his own. So that's the next step. That's all me agreeing with you and saying there is one more step for him to take. As awesome as he's been, as great as his stuff is, there's one more thing for him to prove, to where then I think you can say, man, they've got the ultimate weapon back there.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the River Islands guest line, voice of the San Francisco Giants and R95 in the game, Giants insider. And Dave, we're sitting here June 6th. All right. Couple months in, Giants third wild card, couple games back from the Dodgers in first place. Just going to ask it. You know what? Why not the Giants? Why can't they win this division? I know the bats. I know. But when I look at the pitching of this team in comparison to the Dodgers with all those injuries, in comparison to the Padres, obviously, with all those injuries, and Dylan Cease is not being that good this year so far to his standards. He can bounce back, obviously. But why not the Giants? Get some juice in here. Maybe it's an Eldridge getting called up. I don't know. I feel like they are a hot stretch from the bats away again. It's a big if, but they're a hot stretch away with the bats to maybe being in first place at the end of the month. Is that too crazy to say?
No, but you did answer your own question. Like, why not?
You know, I know.
There is one big reason why not. You know, they need more offense. If you're going to take down that team down in L.A., and frankly, the team we just saw, you got to get more from the offense than they've gotten. But they have a championship pitching squad right now. They do. And they can't. I think we're already seeing this week, and it's, you know, this isn't Rodriguez specific, but Doval had his blip. Eric Miller had a sort of a rocky. You've put so much pressure on those guys where every game has been a tight game, every game for weeks and weeks and weeks. That's a hard way to go forever. And so they need to alleviate a little bit of that. They need to give those guys a breather where there's a week of games that aren't quite like that. And if they can do that a little more consistently, I'm with you. There's no reason why they can't compete, because the pitching side for the Giants is championship caliber.
And a guy that could potentially help those bats, Dave, their young phenom, Bryce Eldridge. We're on Eldridge watch. We had JT Snow join us on Monday, former Giants first baseman, Gold Glover. And he is, and at the time, Eldridge was still in Double A. He's like, yeah, hell, I'd call him up right now, right? It's usually harder to be in Double A when it comes to the pitchers and the stuff you see than it is in the Triple A for some of these 4A guys, you know, fringe guys working on their stuff and rehab assignments. And now Bryce gets called up, hits a grand slam. Like, potential, we see Eldridge coming up here sooner rather than later?
Yes. I mean, I've definitely... You guys have asked me this a couple times this year, and I've always been real sort of conservative about I didn't think that we were going to see him. And I think circumstances have changed. And so I do think the fact that he was promoted to AAA means that the timeline's been a little accelerated. You know, it's up to Bryce. It's up to him to handle that level and thrive. He's not going to get called up until he's, you know, really hot down there and until the defense looks big league ready. And he knows that. Bryce has been working his tail off on it. That's everything that we hear. And I ask about him all the time. And everything we hear is he seeks people out. He want whoever, you know, whether it's Joe Panic is in town or whoever the special instructor is who's in town where he is at that time, Ron Wotus, Let's go work on defense. Let's go. I want to go do it. You know, he's not waiting for them to come to him. He wants to be better at that. He knows that he needs to be better on defense. Now, could you call him up and get him some DH at bats, right away? Sure, you could, but you have Wilmer, who's, you know, probably going to be the DH on this team. So, Wilmer could get hurt. That could change things. But while Wilmer is Wilmer, then Bryce needs to be able to handle first base. To answer your question, the timeline has been accelerated, and there is a pretty good chance we're going to see him this summer, which is, it's exciting. It is. He's a really talented guy. And maybe my favorite thing about Bryce Eldridge, I don't know him real well yet. I can't wait to get to know him better. He's going to be a big part of this team. Maybe my favorite thing about him is when you watch him, when you listen to him, he knows he's really good. He's humble. He's a humble, nice, friendly kid who knows I'm good enough to do this. And that, you know, that confidence level from somebody who's 20 years old, whether it's come from playing on Team USA or, you know, playing at such a young age against guys who are 4, 5, 6, 7 years older than he is, and being one of the best players on the field, wherever it comes from, that's a big part of success in this game.
You know, I was thinking about Buster in the dugout, you know, getting peppered by questions from the media, and he's basically saying, like, it's go time. It's like right now. He makes a slew of moves, and we were just saying, like, this team needs a spark. Like, they need a spark. They need something. And I always question, you know, how much can come from the front office, you know? Like, it's the players that have to make plays, and the manager can do only so much. But there are times where I go to a 49er practice, and I see John Lynch, and I go, man, the way he walks around that field, there are times where I feel like the team kind of takes on his personality. What have you seen this team take on from Buster's personality in his short tenure thus far with the Giants?
Yeah, I think they have, don't you? I think they have taken on his personality. It's a personality of work. But when I think of Buster as a player, what was Buster as a player? Buster was a guy who put everything on the back burner other than being the best version on the field that he could be during the season. Buster was just a maniacal professional who there was never a day, not one time in all the years when I was around him, where Buster was before a game, you know, doing a crossword puzzle or pulling a prank or never. I never saw that from him. He was just a preparer. And, you know, he was also really, really, really talented, but he unlocked all of that talent by the way he approached it. And not everybody can be that way. I'm not saying everybody has to be as focused and serious as Buster was as a player, because some guys can't handle that and need the release of, you know, some other stuff. I'm not saying everybody has to be like him, but that's what defined Buster as a player. And, you know, being the most prepared we can be to win a game today. And I think that's all he's asking from this group. But he's asking it based on who he is, and those players all know it about him. So I have seen that from this Giants team. And you're right, the players have to do it, and you still have to have the talent level on your roster to do it. But it was not a coincidence, I don't think, that the Giants won those two games this week. After those moves were made, and the guys who got called up helped win the game. So that was part of it, but it was also, you know, whatever you want to call it, a wake up call, a message, you know, even those two words you just said, let's go, like it's time to go. I think that was received around that Giants clubhouse. I do.
Dave, it is time to go. This is the end of our interview, and we greatly appreciate it.
I made it too easy for you to kick me out.
No. Hey, Dave, really good stuff, though, seriously. And we really appreciate your insight each and every week. And, yeah, that was a huge split. That was massive. Like, it could have gone one or two ways. Or you split a series, and you feel like the Padres today, it's just like you're not feeling very good about it because you could have swept. Now you're the Giants saying, man, we came back in those games. Maybe we should have swept, but you're feeling a whole hell of a lot better about it. So we appreciate it, and good luck this week at calling Braves games.
Yeah, and I'll say one last thing about those Braves games. Like, Giants fans were awesome this week. Mm. And they were a factor in those games. They were. And I have a feeling it's going to be a spirited weekend and a Friday night tonight. But the players responded to that. Like, it was noted by a lot of different people that the game two nights ago when the Giants, you know, won the third game of the series and came back from 5-0, how loud and raucous it was, even when the Giants were down. It was noticed by everybody. So, you know, if you're coming to one of these games this weekend and you're listening to us right now, just know that the atmosphere in the ballpark helped the Giants win those two games, and that they need that help this weekend against a talented team.
Dave, you're telling me my presence Monday night was a part of the great week in Carter's attendance yesterday? I love it. Let's go.
They lost Monday.
Yeah. I always am glad to see you wandering around the ballpark.
I know.
You got to come say hi more often.
Well, you know what? I'm working on a project that I know you know about at Crocker Park, and I'm really like the Giants Community Fund and everything. And I can't really explain all the details right now. I grew up in that neighborhood. My mom is in that neighborhood. We need this project. And hearing Jack Bear and some of the people explain it, Matt Valdez and them, like, oh my God, it's, we talk about these teams and their impact on the community. I'm going to get emotional here. Like, I grew up taking thousands of ground balls at Crocker Park. And if we can deliver what is trying to be delivered at that park, I'm telling you, it's going to be the crown jewel of San Francisco, and it's going to change the neighborhood in a positive way for generations to come. And it's just, that's what being part of the community is all about. I'm dead serious when I say this.
So keep working on that. And then when you're at the ballpark working on it, come say hi to me.
I will.
Dave,
don't
ignore
me.
Have a good one, buddy.
Good stuff. All right, love, Dave. There he goes. Dave Fleming, brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community we're in for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.